Harper Audio presents Frostline by Linda Howard and Linda Jones, performed by Abby Creighton. Chapter 1. Elijah's nose was running. He used the sheet to wipe it, knowing Mom wouldn't like it. He was mad at her, so he didn't care. It was her fault he was crying anyway, and if he wasn't crying, his nose wouldn't be running. His bottom lip stuck out a little as he sniffed resentfully, almost hoping there would be more snot so he could wipe his nose on the sheet again. It wasn't fair she'd sent him to bed. He wanted to play with Uncle Bobby. Tomorrow wasn't a school day. They had another week of Christmas vacation, and Mom always let him stay up later on the weekends. But tonight she'd sent him to bed even before his bedtime, when Sammy came over. Now Sammy was gone. Uncle Bobby was here, and she still wouldn't let him stay up. He was 7 years old, not a little baby. It wasn't fair. He knuckled the wetness from his eyes, his heart swelling with outrage. He always got to play with Uncle Bobby, who got down on the floor with him to wrestle, and brought him candy and cool stuff to play with, and when Mom fussed about it, always said,
"No, Amber."
That was Mom's name.
"A boy's got to have some fun."
Then he'd ruffle Elijah's hair and say,
"Right, son?"
It always made Elijah feel happy inside when Uncle Bobby called him son. No one else did. Uncle Bobby had even given him a Christmas present. A Captain America, a big one. It wasn't a doll, either. It was an action figure. Girls played with dolls. Boys had action figures. He'd asked his mom a couple of times about his real dad, but she'd always say they were better off without him and looked so mad, so he'd stopped asking her even though he'd really like to see his dad one day. The other boys in his class had dads, even if they didn't live in the same house. None of Mom's other boyfriends ever called him son the way Uncle Bobby did. Mom said he couldn't talk about them, though, especially when Uncle Bobby was here. But he liked Uncle Bobby way better than he did that jerk Sammy. Sammy was never nice to him, and his mom always sent him upstairs to play when Sammy was there, and told him not to come down or she'd spank him. She never said that when Uncle Bobby came. Sammy had been here just a little while ago, which was why Elijah had been sent to bed the first time. But he hadn't gone to sleep. After Mom left his room, he got up, turned on the light, and played with his Transformers instead. He'd sent the Transformers against the Avengers. Usually he liked the Avengers best and let them win, but this time he'd played a different game, and after a long battle, the Transformers had come out on top. Sammy hadn't even bought him a present for Christmas. Then Sammy had left, and Uncle Bobby had come to visit. When Elijah heard his voice, he'd raced downstairs, excited and sure Mom would let him stay up now. But instead, she'd gotten mad and sent him back to bed. He was so preoccupied with his sense of ill usage that at first he didn't pay any attention to the thumping noise from downstairs. A second thump made him raise his head and listen intently. Mom better not be wrestling with Uncle Bobby, he thought fiercely. Wrestling was what Uncle Bobby did with him. But that's what it sounded like, and the injustice of it propelled him out of bed. He stood in the dark, well, almost dark, because the basketball nightlight kept it from ever being really dark. He'd told Mom he was too old for a nightlight, but he was secretly glad she'd left it. He heard some sounds that he couldn't identify. Kind of yelling, but not yelling. Maybe some coughing. Then finally, the unmistakable sound of breaking glass. They were definitely wrestling. They'd broken something. He never broke anything. He tiptoed to the door and eased it open, listening intently. The light from the living room spilled up the stairs and across the hall. His bare feet didn't make any noise as he crept down the stairs.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?